Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Sports fans all across the globe, welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you loud and proud like it is always, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Mike as well, it's Pigskin Opinion. Man, oh man, so much going on in the sports world, from the NBA basketball free agency frenzy that has taken place, and the last domino that fell the other day was Russell Westbrook moving on, taking his talents now to Houston to pair back up with James Harden. So believe me, we'll be talking a lot about that. AD Anthony Davis comes out and says that he would put his lineup up against any lineup in the NBA. Not so sure I've got his back on that one, but what is the guy supposed to stay? To be quite honest with you, so I understand where AD's coming from. Giannis, this is a very interesting thought, if this is possible. Giannis says he's 60% of what he can be. Are you kidding me? Giannis Antetokounmpo at 24 wins the MVP, and he says he's 60% of what he can be at some point in his career. I'm excited for the future. That's all I can say. And yes, I am a Milwaukee Bucks fan. Tons to get into in the sports world, people. I've got my professor of sports coming up next, John Poulter. So hang tight for that. We're going to talk some baseball. A lot going on in the sports world. Believe me, Wimbledon's going on right behind me. I got to get to that in a little bit. Federer and Djokovic going at it. So tons to get into. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Show. I'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's true cost guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
One and oh, man at first, two down the pitch. Swing and a ball ripped out towards left center field, and that one is going to touch down, and it'll bang up against the wall. Racing towards third is Bregman. They're going to send him. Here's the throw to the plate on a bounce. It's too late. Bregman scampers across. It's an RBI double. One Astro knocks in the other. Brantley scores. Bregman, 1-0, American League. Hand, the 1-2. Swing and a line drive, one hop. It gets past Torres out into left center. One run is in. Racing around to score is Dahl. Two runs are in, and it's a one-run game. A bullet out there to center that Torres couldn't come up with. Alonso knocks in two, and it's 4-3.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at me. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. You can always get at me on Twitter, too. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. In case you didn't know, the All-Star break has come and gone. The American League did get it done. They win 4-3. Alonso had a pretty big All-Star break when you really think about everything that he did over those few days. But now I got to welcome in my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. I'm living the dream, talking sports, hanging out in the Valley of the Sun, where if you could ever imagine hell being hot, I have a feeling this is pretty similar to what it would feel like. However, I like to call it paradise, John, for some reason or another. So,
yeah, well, now you know that's why I come in April.
Absolutely. But, hey, real quickly before we get too far, All-Star break is come and gone. Your thoughts of the All-Star break festivities?
Well, I didn't catch too much of it. I caught the home run contest and I caught the game itself. Both very pleasant experiences. Pleasantly surprising. I felt in the last few years that the home run derby has become a little bit stale. I thought with the changed format this year and the way it was presented and the participants they had, I thought it brought an awful lot of interest back to it. We saw several players put on some pretty remarkable shows. We will need to see whether the usual curse of the home run derby continues through the rest of the season, because in most years we've seen guys that played well in the home run derby sort of suffer a little bit for the balance of the season. So I'm hoping that that's not the case this year, especially with Guerrero and Alonso, who put on a great show in the final, and both very deserving to get to the final. I thought the game itself was a very interesting game. We've become a little bit accustomed to these games being a little bit dull and boring. Let's get them started. Let's get them done. Let's get them over. Let's get everybody in the game type of thing. I thought this year it was a little bit better in that a lot of players, most players got into the game. It was a close game. It went the way we thought it would, but it was it could have been dicey when you look at those last couple of innings. So all in all, I was pretty satisfied with the festivities.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And just getting back to Guerrero just for a quick moment, wow. I mean, he was punishing the ball. And obviously, being a Toronto Blue Jay guy yourself, you have to think pretty positively about this kid. And in general, you got to think he has a pretty bright future.
Yeah, no question he's got a bright future. He's been rated the number one prospect in minor league baseball for 2 or 3 years now. The only thing that scares me a little bit is that Toronto is such a young team and is such a developing team. I hope they don't put so much pressure on him. Usually when you see a guy like this come up, you see him come up in a sort of quasi-veteran presence, and there's guys there to help him. He's not meant to be the star of the team. He's meant to be sort of an adding piece. Guerrero is clearly the jewel that they're building this team around. There's lots of good players on that team. There's lots of good players with potential, but there's no real stars to guide him, and I'm just hoping that they don't put too much pressure on the young man, because there's no question that he's an unbelievable talent. He's only 20 years old, and we've seen how he can hit the baseball. So going forward, I've got to think that, you know, he's going to be one of the top players in the game. I just hope they haven't rushed him a little bit too much. If I had a fear, that would be it.
We haven't had a chance to speak, I believe, since Tyler Skaggs passed away. And if we have, I'm sorry, I forgot that we have. But the truth is it's been pretty cool to see the outpour of support being shown by everyone throughout Major League Baseball, with, you know, people putting his number behind the mound, to just a lot of showing of emotion. What can you say about Tyler Skaggs and the way that Major League Baseball and everybody else has handled the situation?
Well, I think it's been very humbling, and I think it's been very professional the way that it has been done. Clearly, I didn't know the man. We don't know the entire circumstances of his unfortunate passing as of yet. If it's been announced, it's something I have missed, and clearly the family wants and deserves the privacy over that. You hate to see anybody's life taken at such an early age, especially somebody that's in the public figure such as Skaggs was. I had seen him pitch just the week before when the Angels were here in Toronto, so I did get one last look at him as an active player. I thought it was very respectful the way that some of the better players, and, you know, especially Mike Trout, wore his number at the All-Star game, and how fitting that on Friday night the Angels would no-hit the Seattle Mariners 13-0 in a very clean game. I think there was only one walk in the game, so there was only 28 batters faced by the two Angels pitchers. That had to be terribly emotional for the Angels players. I believe that was their first game at home since the tragedy. So it's fitting in that respect, and, you know, maybe that brings a little bit of closure to it, but clearly when somebody at the age of 20, I think he was 28, passes away from unfortunate circumstances, it makes everybody sit back and realize just how short life is. And, you know, our thoughts are out with the entire Skaggs family at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I second that. And, you know, it's amazing. They put the ball in his locker, the no-hitter ball in his locker. And I think it's really cool to see the family part of this whole situation, where everybody in Major League Baseball has taken it upon themselves to show their respect for this man and his family. And like you said, man, our hearts and prayers go out to his family. And like you said, 27, 28 years old, just way too young. Seems like there's a lot of life to be lived at that point. And sad, obviously very sad. But the way that it's been handled is tremendous.
Have you thought at all, Andy, about the fact that you have to wonder if the Angels are cursed with this type of thing? it's not that long ago that they lost Nick, I think it was Nick Ehrenhardt, I think was his name.
Yeah.
Died very, very early in the season. And I remember probably 20 years ago or so when Lyman Bostock was playing with the Angels, I believe he was shot while he was driving by in a car. You have to wonder if the Angels must feel that they have some kind of a curse when they keep losing star players when they're in their prime.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, there's something to be said about that, but I also think it's a lot of awful luck, if you will, at the same time.
Without question.
So, hey, since we're going down this road, Bob Gibson, Hall of Famer, announces that he has pancreatic cancer. Pretty sad. Another sad state of affairs, John.
Yeah, I saw that on MLB Network this morning about 9 o'clock Toronto time, and you don't hear much about Bob Gibson. I mean, in my opinion, one of the greatest pitchers that ever lived. I still remember that 1968 season where the guy went 22-9 and had a 1.12 ERA. You have to wonder, how do you lose any games when you have a 1.12 ERA? I mean, it must be a tremendous amount of pressure to go out there and know every game, if you give up two runs, you've got a chance to lose. I mean, it's unbelievable. But Gibson was very much an old-time player, played hard, very much respected in the community and in the game. I think he was in the Hall of Fame in 81, if I remember correctly. Had his number retired by the Cardinals a few years prior to that. Very much a pillar of the community in St. Louis. I understand he's at home in Omaha, Nebraska. I don't know how serious this situation is. I mean, obviously, the disease itself is extremely serious, whether it's life-threatening, whether there's a timeline on it. I have not read, and I would not expect to be advised of that. But very sad to see a gentleman and an icon of the game such as Bob Gibson, and another individual who we have to give an awful lot of thought to at this time.
Yeah, pretty amazing, man. Just crazy to think about. You seeing Tyler Skaggs pitch the week before he passes away, I think in a way that's kind of surreal. You know, it's hard to imagine you seeing somebody one day and then the next day they're gone. It's crazy. Anyways, we're going to continue talking baseball on the other side. He's my professor of sports, John Poulter. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Got him. Three strikeouts for Tyler Skaggs. He has set down 10 Rockies in a row.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
3-2 now. 2 outs, bases empty. Bieber delivers. In there. Got him. He strikes out the sound. The fans loving it. And Bieber just got the baseball tossed to him. Pretty cool. Gets an amazing hand as he walks off the field. Terry Frank calling him, pumping his fist. He loved it.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with John Poulter right now, my professor of sports. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. And, John, your handle on Twitter is?
At 1-2 John Poulter.
There you go. So follow us both on Twitter. Hey, getting back into it again, in case you didn't know, the All-Star break is coming gone. American League does win the game 4-3. Other things happen throughout the week. But I do want to get into some of what's going to happen maybe in the second half of Major League Baseball, John. And the Red Sox have already made a little bit of a playoff push here in the second half. And I expect more teams to do stuff along those lines. But Boston in third place in their own division right now. This is your World Series team from last year. I do think they'll make a push. I'm just concerned as to whether or not they're even going to make the playoffs, at least right now, because when you look at it in the American League, there's some pretty good baseball teams, John. So with that being said, again, like I said, I do think they'll make it. They've started their push, making a move with the O's. But at the end of the day, they're in third place right now.
Yeah, they've got that familiar situation that a lot of teams do when they get off to a rotten start. They end up playing a lot of catch-up. And when there's three or four teams ahead of you, that becomes extremely difficult. And we all knew that the Red Sox and the Yankees was going to be a dogfight from the first day of the season to the 162nd day of the season. I don't think everybody really anticipated how well the Tampa Bay Rays would play, and obviously they've thrown a wrench into that situation. Sitting right now in second place at 54-40, they're three games ahead of the Red Sox, but clearly there's a lot of baseball to be played. I wouldn't count Tampa Bay out. But we've also got that situation where if they're going to concede the AL East to the Yankees, they're obviously playing for a wild card spot, which means that they're then competing against Tampa Bay, probably Cleveland, and maybe even Oakland. I mean, Oakland's six games out in that American League West, but after a terrible start, they've started to make a push as well. You know, there's only five teams make the playoffs, and at the end of the situation, you've got to be one of the best five teams to get in there, and I think they've got to concede the American League East to the Yankees. I just don't see the Yankees falling apart. So their best bet is, or perhaps their only bet, is to be in the wild card game. And, of course, that's a crapshoot once you get to that one-game winner-take-all. So They did make that move you mentioned over the weekend with Andrew Cashner. I understand he's going to start Tuesday night against the Blue Jays at Fenway Park. They clearly needed that extra arm, but you know, I really don't think we've seen the real Boston Red Sox yet, and it started out with that terrible road trip that started the season. I think they were 2-10 or 2-11. Not what you'd expect from a defending World Series champion, and as we've mentioned, it's taken them some time to get back into the fold and be as competitive as they are, but let's not write them off yet. It's still a World Series champion, and it's still a very good baseball team.
No, I agree 100%, and you know, we talk about hangovers and things like that when teams have success from the year prior, but at the end of the day, they are a pretty good baseball team, and they just have some issues that they need to figure out. I mean, you know, that number that you've talked about before, the run differential, that's a team that's plus 56 in the run differential. So it doesn't necessarily make sense that they're struggling the way that they are, other than the fact that, you know what, they're playing a good baseball team in the Yankees, they're playing a good baseball team in the Rays, and then obviously the American League in general is pretty tough up and down.
Well,
and the team... Go ahead.
I think sorry to interrupt, but I think the other serious issue that they had not anticipated was how poorly Chris Sale has pitched.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy that you consider to be the ace of your staff, so much so that you go out and give him a huge long contract extension. The last two or three times I have seen him pitch, and you know, obviously I haven't seen the entire game. I've only seen three or four innings of each game, but he's been giving up a lot of runs. He's been giving them up early. And he's not the Chris Sale that we've come to know over the years. So I've got to think that they're a little bit concerned about that, because their starting pitching is thin to start with, which is why they went out and got Cashner. But if I'm the Boston Red Sox management, I have to wonder about what I'm going to get every time I throw Chris Sale out there. And that's a worry that I'm sure they did not expect they would have when they left spring training.
No, I agree with that 100%. That's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me here, Andy Dorf, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, let's continue this. You know, the team you left out, and I'm not sure if you did it on purpose, was the Texas Rangers, who are 7 games over 500, just a little bit behind Boston right now. But as it sits, the Rays would be in, and the Oakland Athletics would be in. Yes, the Athletics
Oakland,
would be in.
Oakland's second in that division right now.
Yeah, and then Cleveland would be your next wild card representative, and then you have Boston. So they are definitely playing for a wild card at this moment in time, being 9 games behind the Yankees. I just think you're seeing a better brand of – I guess my point is this, John. You're seeing a better brand of baseball from top to bottom in the American League versus the National League, at least in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. We're seeing the game has changed. I mean, we're now looking at 4 or 5 teams that have the potential to win 100 games or more, and 4 or 5 teams that have the potential to lose 100 games or more. So you're looking at 8 or 9 teams that are either exceptionally good or exceptionally bad, and you know, that's a third of the Major League Baseball population. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen it where there's been this much of a gap between the top 5 and the bottom 5. And, you know, as we've said many times, the game is changing. The game is changing the way it's played. The game is changing the way that they put rosters together. I mean, you even have to look at the way pitchers are trying to get hitters out. I mean, it's so much different than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, the message was keep the ball low. Now, every time you watch a ball game, it seems that every pitcher is trying to strike guys out on high fastballs and blow it past them, and occasionally that becomes a home run. So it's become a whole different game than what we were used to 10 or 20 years ago. And I think it's just the way that the game evolves, and perhaps the way now that the postseason is structured. I think we're going to have another challenge when we see the fact that this year we've only got one trade deadline, that being July 31st. There will be no picking anybody up on waivers after July 31st. So you're going to have to do your shopping once, and you're going to have to do your shopping properly, or you're going to get left behind at the grocery store. It's going to be a whole different ballgame this year, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the GMs handle that one trade deadline situation. And already with the Cashner move over the weekend, we've seen the start of those proceedings, and I don't think all of those teams will wait till July 31st. I think a lot of them will try to make their move early.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, great points. Hey, real quickly, I want to touch on a couple things, because you just – you made me think of this when you talked about the home runs. Amazing number that they're on pace for to hit this year. They're gonna shatter the home run record from last season. It's mind-boggling. And now you have guys complaining and saying that the ball's juiced again. So, look, I think it's probably somewhere in the middle, John. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think pitching, as I mentioned, I think pitchers are now trying to get by on the high strike a little bit more, and that's going to become a little bit more expensive for them. You know, I guess a classic example would be you look at the American League Cy Young race, and Justin Verlander is sitting there with a .81 WHIP, and the batting average against him is .168. He's given up 26 home runs, which sounds like an immense number, which it is. But he's only given up 42 earned runs over the course of the season. So clearly he's doing it with the bases empty and he's trying to strike guys out. You wouldn't have seen that 10 or 20 years ago. You would, a guy that gave up 26 home runs at the All-Star break, you would think he was a bad pitcher. Not the case anymore. Verlander's a leading candidate to be the AL Cy Young winner. He's one of a handful of about six or seven guys that are in that race. So that's just another example of how the game has changed. And, you know, I don't know whether it's for the good or the bad, but he's been one of the guys that's been the more vociferous about these balls being juiced. And like you say, I think it's probably halfway in between. I think we've got better athletes, and I think we've got a different baseball. Whether it's been purposely juiced up, we'll never know.
Hey, John, I hear the music going. It means we've got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. I'm away the next couple of weeks on vacation, so it'll be 3 weeks, I guess, before we hook up again. So by then, we'll have had the trade deadline, and we'll have lots to talk about.
No, you're right. Totally forgot. Hey, have a wonderful vacation, and we'll talk to you in about three weeks, John.
Thanks very much. Take care. We'll chat in 3 weeks.
John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody else does. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back, and I might start talking some NBA basketball and get into the Wimbledon stuff. So keep close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Westbrook will go for the tie and puts it in. Holy cow! What a quarter by Russell Westbrook!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, Russell Westbrook moving on, taking his talents to Houston to reunite with James Harden. I love it, personally. I really, really love it at this point in their careers. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Here's where I'm at with the NBA right now. It became very interesting once again. We have about, I would say, anywhere between 6 and 8 teams that could potentially go on to win the NBA championship next season. That's a good thing for NBA basketball. That's a good thing for sports fans. That's a good thing for NBA sports fans. So when you think about the new landscape of the NBA, you got to like it. You got to like it, man. But if you don't like the fact that guys control so much, and I'm talking about players controlling so much, then I also understand that. But we live in a time and a day where athletes call the shot more often than not. It is what it is. But I do think that the new landscape of the NBA, very interesting. Very interesting. Because it's no longer about having big threes and big fours. It's back to having big twos. You know, you got Russ and James now. You've got Kyrie waiting for KD in Brooklyn. You've got LeBron and AD. People are just kind of sleeping on and kind of downplaying the Golden State Warriors. They still got four pretty solid players, four all-star type players. And I know they'll be waiting for Klay. I get that. But at the end of the day, man, they still have they just picked up another one, man. They get rid of KD, you pick up D'Angelo Russell. So you get rid of an all-star, you pick up a different all-star. And they're going to need him for sure, because without Klay right away, you got to have another guy. So that made a lot of sense, a ton of sense. Don't sleep on Utah. Don't sleep on Denver. There's going to be some really good basketball teams in the Western Conference this season. And I'll be honest with you, the East is interesting too. And the East is really intriguing. I'll tell you what, if Giannis Antetokounmpo is really only 60% of what he thinks he can be, Look out, people. Look out, NBA. Because if that's the case, this dude is going to be all world. This guy is going to be the best player we've ever seen. That's really what I think and believe. But he has to work on some things. Got to work on the dribbling. Got to work on developing a low post game. Got to work on that mid-range jumper. Got to work on the three-point jumper. Better decision making. All kinds of things to become a better player. And what's scary is he already is the MVP. All right, let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. You're joining the conversation a little bit in the mix. I just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, like we always do. And now I'm talking some NBA with the latest domino that fell, which was obviously Russell Westbrook going to Houston, reuniting with James Harden. I love it, my friend. I absolutely love it. I got to get your take. First and foremost, thanks for joining me, my friend. And what's your take on Russ and James reuniting?
Well, you know, I find it very interesting that the two highest usage guys in the league are now on the same team. I know that they're pretty good buddies, but you know, Harden was good buddies with Chris Paul as well. So I don't know how this is going to work, because each of them have a very similar type of game, you know, the dribble, dribble, dribble. And then, you know, do you kick it and take it to the rim? Do you have guys, you know, that are just kind of standing around watching Westbrook or Harden do their thing? So it's going to be a very interesting thing for me just to see if this is going to work. I got serious doubts about it because of just the high usage with each one of these players. I mean, I'm not doubting that these players have great talent. I mean, we all know that. But sometimes, you know, you just got to think, you know, does chemistry count for something? And I think it does. And I don't know if this is going to be a good fit for the Rockets moving forward.
Okay, so here's where you and I are going to disagree. I get what you're talking about, the usage, because it's true. It's a fact. But what I think people are not understanding and realizing is, wouldn't it be nice to take a break? Wouldn't it be nice to have another guy that you can rely on heavily in the same exact fashion as you can with the other guy? So I get what you're saying. I understand it. But I look at it in a completely different way. This is an opportunity for one of those guys to get a rest every now and then. Man, oh man, that sure would be nice, having two guys be a little bit more fresh come, I don't know, the last 5 minutes in a ball game, and then their ability, like you just were talking about, to get to the rack. I mean, those two guys, if I'm not mistaken, those two guys are very high in the league as far as free throw attempts per game. So you just guaranteed yourself a lot of free throw shots. And James Harden doesn't really miss him much. And I know that Russ had a bad year shooting in general last season. But I'll take the fact that these guys take the ball to the rack in the last 5 minutes of a game a lot more than most other teams have guys that do. And I'm okay with saying, you know what, one time, hey, Russ, you bring it up this time. I got it next time. So I think that it can take a little bit of the burden off of each other if you look at it in that way versus saying, how is it going to work with two guys that really like the ball in their hand? Well, I think I just told you how it's going to work. They're going to take turns, man.
No, I mean, I get that. Like, you get where I'm coming from. I absolutely get where you're coming from with this. The interesting thing is going to be how's Mike D'Antoni going to handle this? He's literally going to have to sit down with these guys and with his coaches and go, okay, how are we going to make this work? I mean, you know, D'Antoni is he's a very good coach. Some people even think he's a Hall of Fame coach. I'm like, you know, I don't know about that, but he does know how to run an offense, you know, for sure. I mean, you and I saw that firsthand here in Phoenix when he was the Suns head coach. You know, everywhere he's been, the offense has really clicked. The thing is, you know, with him is coaching defense and attention to detail. So how much detail is he going to put into making sure that Russ gets his shots, James gets his shots, and everybody, you know, everybody else gets theirs, and how all this is going to work and fit together to form some chemistry? Because, you know, chemistry, like I said, to me, chemistry counts for a bunch with teams, whether it's NBA, NFL, college football, whatever it is. So I think there's going to be some definite pressure on D'Antoni moving forward to make this thing work. I mean, there's people in Houston that want D'Antoni gone. So now he has two of the best players in the league on his team. How's he going to mesh this all together? That's another question I got.
Well, and I just think you hit the nail on the head, my friend, because I don't question Russell's ability to play this game. I don't question James's ability to play this game. I do question Mike D'Antoni's ability to coach. And I'm not as high on the guy as most. Obviously, offensively, the guy's fantastic. Defensively, though, I don't think he really cares much about defense. And you got to be able to shut guys down. So I don't think that James or Russ are exceptional when it comes to playing defense. But I think that they're such a hard offensive cover that it can make their defensive play a little bit easier for them. And with that being said, you look at the kind of spacing that they're going to have on the floor. Eric Gordon is going to be able to shoot three balls all day long. Parker, he'll be able to shoot three-pointers all day long. I think it's just about getting out and running and keeping up with Russ. I think James can do that. Can the other guys do it? These guys were good together in OKC, man. They were on the brink of doing something unbelievable. But what happened then was Oklahoma City didn't want to pay those three guys, Mike. Like, let's call it the way it really is. They didn't want to pay those guys. So one by one, they let all those guys go to different places. And now you look at Oklahoma City. They've got 15 picks over the next several years. I mean, it's unreal the way that the NBA, the economics of the NBA work. It's mind-boggling. And it's mind-boggling to me how much control all these players have over the owners and where they go, how they go, who they bring with them. It's absolutely insane and mind-boggling at the same time, Mike.
No, it is. And, you know, I'm not sure who we can, you know, for some people they want to, you know, blame LeBron for all this and power, you know, power to the players and movement. And, you know, and I've always been a guy, that, you know, I don't find anything wrong with player movement. If they can get themselves into a better situation and get better money, more power to them. And you know what? The owners don't have to pay them the money, you know. But you are exactly right. The players have the power right now. And whether that's good or bad for the NBA, we shall see.
See, that's not my problem with it, man. I don't care if players make a lot of money. That's okay, because they're worth whatever right. The market will bear. I'm just right. Disappointed that the players control their movement and where they go. Anyways, we got to take a quick break. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Harden averages 8 assists to go with the 35 points. Now to isolation. Moutier will go out of it first. There's the step back, count it, and the foul. And a chance for a four-point play to start the game.
Schroeder to get it into Westbrook. Westbrook over to George. George got the fly by. Three on the way. He's gone with 3.1 seconds. George gives the Thunder the two-point lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hour number one just about in the books. And we have ourselves one hell of a match going on at Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer in the men's final right now. First set went to Djokovic, 7-6. Second set goes to Roger, 6-1. Third set goes to Djokovic again, 7-6. And now they're in the fourth set where Roger looking to close it out and force a fifth set, but he's trailing in this game 30-40 right now, up 5-2. So Djokovic, maybe a slight chance to get himself back into this set. We'll see how this point turns out. But Mike, Wimbledon, man, you got to love it. Serena got thrashed yesterday by Simona Halep in the final, 6-2, 6-2. Not really sure what's going on with Serena when it comes to finals. She tends to not play her best tennis at that point, Mike. And you know what? That's when you really do need to be playing pretty sharp.
Yeah, that's when you need to step up your game, is when you're playing for the whole enchilada there. So it was surprising to see her get beat in less than an hour, I guess. But I'm a big Federer fan, so hopefully he can take this to a fifth set and take the title.
Yeah, this is an amazing rally they're having right now, too. Wow, Federer just gets him, and now it is a deuce game. So we'll let you, we'll keep you posted when we get back on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Hour number one of the books, hour number two on the horizon. That means Alex Raimundo, comedian, will be joining us about 12 after the hour. It's Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A slow-moving tropical storm Barry still dumping rain on the Mississippi Valley, and it will through tomorrow, according to acting FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor, who says the flooding threat will last even longer.
It has been raining. It was raining before Barry, so ground is saturated. It's going to rain up the lower Mississippi Valley. That rain's going to come back down probably early, late next week. So even though Barry may be nothing but a memory, we're still going to have flooding conditions that persist.
Tens of thousands of people across the nation are protesting President Trump's plans of arresting and deporting thousands of illegal immigrants in raids that are starting today. The president says those being targeted already have final deportation orders, and most of them are criminals. Last night's blackout in Midtown Manhattan blamed on a transformer explosion. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Billionaire investor and activist Tom Steyer announcing his candidacy for president a few days ago, joining an already crowded Democratic field. Steyer says the government needs to be put back into the hands of the American people.
We have a broken government. It's been corrupted by corporate money. We need to push the power back to the American people, retake the democracy. And I've been doing that successfully from the outside for 10 years.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. European leaders are joining French President Emmanuel Macron for Bastille Day ceremonies. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other leaders in Paris for the traditional Bastille Day military parade. Police in Baton Rouge are investigating the death of African-American cultural advocate Sandy Roberts Joseph. The 75-year-old's body found Friday in the trunk of a car parked a few miles from her home. She was founder of an African-American museum in Baton Rouge. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A one-time Mets and Yankees superstar arrested on drug possession charges. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Former New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden, who has struggled with substance abuse for years, was arrested for alleged cocaine possession in New Jersey. The famed pitcher was picked up by police in the Homedale Township of New Jersey, about 55 miles south of where Gooden burst onto the scene in 1984 and won National League Rookie of the Year. He was pulled over by police who found two small baggies containing cocaine, according to a criminal complaint written by Police Sergeant Michael Moore and filed by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Gooden was charged with third-degree possession of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under the influence. He faces a maximum of 5 years behind bars if convicted.
Meanwhile, Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson's being treated for pancreatic cancer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says Gibson sent a letter to living Hall of Famers saying that he's being treated for the disease. The 84-year-old St. Louis Cardinals legend was a 9-time All-Star. And nominations will be announced this Tuesday for the Emmy Awards. The final season of Game of Thrones is expected to score several nominations. Other HBO shows likely to get noms are Veep and Sharp Objects. The Emmys will be handed out on September 22nd. Remember to visit our newly redesigned web presence at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you. Welcome in, everybody. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hour number one's in the books. This is hour number two. So much to talk about with Wimbledon going on right in my, like literally in my backyard on my television right now as they're playing in England. Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic. Yes, we have five sets, people. The winner is going to have to do it in five. You got Djokovic, who won the first set 7-6. Roger comes back 6-1. Djokovic comes back again 7-6. And then Roger just hangs on to the fourth set 6-4. So, yes, we have a fifth and deciding set to decide the men's championship at Wimbledon. Very exciting, at least for me, if you can't tell. I'm a huge tennis fan. So, good stuff for me. I get to watch tennis while I'm talking to you, talking sports. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And, yeah, fifth setter for the Wimbledon title, a major. I mean, what more can you ask for from that standpoint, man?
No, I agree, man. Haven't gotten your take on this. AD saying he'd put the Lakers lineup up against anybody. Giannis says he's only 60% of what he can be. So there's a lot of stuff for you and I to talk to. On the other side, we're going to hook up with a good buddy of mine, Alex Raimundo, comedian who's going to be in Phoenix July 26th. So we're going to talk to him this week. We'll probably talk to him next week. Hey, maybe even the week after. Who knows? But we're going to talk to him. We'll get his skinny on sports. We'll get his skinny on life, to be honest with you. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, just getting warmed up. And like I said, Alex Raimundo, comedian, on the other side. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, guys, losing your hair sucks, and I should know. I've lost mine. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Well, it might be too late for me, but it's not too late for you. Now there's Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just $10 a month, you'll never have to worry about your hair loss again. So you just sign up, takes less than 5 minutes, answer a few simple questions, snap a couple photos, and you complete your online doctor consultation. A licensed physician will review your info. They'll recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products that are out there. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you want to do is wait to see a doctor. For a limited time, you receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com/golf. Do it today. Keeps.com/golf.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's true cost guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Here is Westbrook. Can't stop that burst of acceleration. And a long rebound out to Westbrook. The Thunder want to push. Crosses up Gallinari. Got to the rim. Finishes.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Mike, at this time, brother, we have a special guest, a good friend of mine, a comedian, actor, father, Alex Raimundo, going to join us here on the program. He'll be in town July 26th here in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, actually, at Talking Resort, Talking Stick Resort
resort. I'm really excited. It's literally right next to my house, Mike. If you know, you do know where I live. So literally like a drive and a chip shot away from me is Talking Stick Resort. And that's where Alex Raimundo will be July 26th. Alex, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, my friend. I love the bio you gave me. I think the only thing you left out was Slinger of Tequila.
That is true. That is right. So, hey, you are correct on that. So before we get too into sports, and if you can tell the theme, I probably want to talk some NBA basketball with you, as you heard the Russell Westbrook highlight. But you do have a tequila out there that is for sale. So tell people a little bit about your tequila that you have, man.
Well, it's I like to say it's the best in the world. It's a little small batch handcrafted tequila that's been around for almost a century, but never to the U.S. until about 6 years ago, and it's called Number One Tequila, and it's owned by me and comedian Ron White. And when I say we own it, it's Ron and I are the owners. We're not the faces of it. To keep it short, it's all my daughter's quinceañera money, is what it is. But we couldn't be more proud of it. We're now in 10 states. We got 2 bronze, 2 silver, and 10 gold medals against everybody in tequila. So the world's starting to know how beautiful this juice is.
There you go, you know? Man. So yeah. Alex Raimundo, like he said, man, the only thing I left out was Slinger of Tequila, Mexican-American comedian, actor, husband, father. I saw that picture of you and your daughter or in the bar on Twitter, brother. I thought that was pretty cool. So you're getting served by your own daughter at a bar. I think that's pretty cool, man.
It is pretty cool. You know what? I mean, it was she just turned, she just became a bartender. She's going to school, but for summer, she got this summer job over here by my house bartending, and me and my wife decided to go in. And it was pretty cool, a little surreal to watch your kids slinging drinks. But, you know, I'm proud of her because people would literally go, you know, people walk in and they're like, hey, give me a Patron. And she goes, you don't want that. And it's nice to see her turning on people to what we're doing. But it's also nice to watch them grow, you know. I mean, anybody that knows my stand-up knows I talk about my family quite a bit, and right now I'm working on a new special, so it's about to be updated, because I think the last time I spoke of them, you know, they were 10 and 6, and now they're drinking age.
And this is when the trouble starts happening. But
my God, anybody who's a parent, I think, could relate to. You know, people would say, hey, when I tell people, hey, my kids are, you know, 4 and 8, they're like, oh, that's such a great age. Are they being this? I go, no, they're good kids. You know, 8 and 12. No, they're still good kids. This last 2 years, I got some stories. It's still wonderful and all that stuff, but it's been hell. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, you know what? I'm a little bit behind you with where we are with our kids. So you're kind of getting me ready for maybe what the next phase as to what's to happen. But I'll be honest, man. You know, once they get to a certain age, and the internet kicks in, and they can get things a lot quicker than we did when we were kids. It makes a big difference, man.
Oh, dude, and I'll tell you this. Like you said, I'm kind of getting you ready. You are not prepared. You're not prepared for what's about to go down. I don't know if we're ever prepared.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
I said, I don't know if we're ever prepared. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't be. And sometimes you got to laugh it off, and sometimes you catch yourself going, all right, I'm being a little heavy here. But like I said a second ago, I was so much better at, I don't know if it's because my parents are first generation immigrants and they were just so busy. I'm like, I hid this so much better than my kids do, you know? I don't know.
I totally get what you're saying there. It's like we never got caught, whereas these kids today, we catch them every single time, man. It is absolutely incredible. We're talking with Alex Raimundo, comedian, actor, father, a tequila slinger, as he told us before, hanging out also with Mike Wilson, my partner, my tag team partner in crime. Mike, jump in on the conversation, man.
No, Alex, I was just going to say –
you know, working with Ron White to develop this. What's it like working with that guy? That guy is pretty damn funny. So,
well, you know, he's definitely one of the best in the business, and he and I have been friends for over 30 years. I don't know if you know the story, but the first time Ron ever did stand-up, ever, amateur night, Arlington, Texas, he walks into the bar, the comedy club, and before he goes on stage to do 4 minutes, he goes up to the bar, bellies up, orders a Budweiser and a shot of tequila, and Alex Raimundo was the bartender. That's where Ron and I met. So we met on day one. And we've been friends ever since. We've traveled this nation, you know, in the 30-something years that we've been doing stand-up. I really probably now 15, 16 of those years have been spent together, you know, in the beginning in my truck or his, and now on jets and tour buses. And so he's a lot of fun, dedicated to stand-up. You know, I don't think you're going to find somebody more dedicated to it. And he's my partner in tequila. And it's and I'll tell you this: every story you've ever heard about it, it's true. but you know what? Here is kind of funny question. People used to ask me. They go, "So, man, your partners with Ron and your buddies with Ron. What? Who drinks more, you or Ron?" And this is when he was drinking scotch. I would get this question, and I'd say, "That's easy. I do." And that's quite a boast. And they'd say, "How do you come to that conclusion?" I'd say, "Well, because he's sipping on that scotch, and I'm shooting tequila." it's been fun, you know, and the story, the fun part is that wherever we find ourselves, because as old as we are now, we're having fun and we're cheering at something, and then we look at each other and we always just have this inside laugh to each other that we're still able to do this, you know, we have this inside joke to ourselves of how are we still having fun doing what we do. You know, we find ourselves in the most fun situations. And like I said, we have that inside laugh to each other. Like, here we are. The Energizer Bunny, still going.
I agree. Hey, you know, you bring up a great point. I want to kind of intertwine what you just said with the sports world. You know, you think about what's happening in the landscape of the NBA, where players and have so much control over where they go, how they do it. You never really think about, you know, your life in that sense, where, you know, you were talking about how you guys were going around in trucks and trailers, and then you've moved on. Now you're going in jets and bigger, much bigger way. So it's kind of similar, man. Sports and the comedy world, they do intertwine. And just out of curiosity, are you a big NBA fan? Out of curiosity,
you know what? I am. I'm a fan of any professional sport. I will say this: the NBA season for me, I'm more of a football fan, but the NBA season, I'll tune in slightly during the season, but I always watch the finals, or not even the finals, but the lead into the finals. You know, all the playoffs. Sure. I watch that because that's where it really captures my attention. It's almost like baseball. Baseball. I'm, what do they play? 163 games, something like that.
162.
Well, I was close.
You were.
I just can't get myself to watch that much, and that's the way I am with basketball. And in basketball, I tend to watch players more than teams. You know, I've never been a bandwagon kind of guy, but if I see a team, like when someone moves to that team and you start to see them building something, I'll kind of follow that for a few years. I don't start wearing their colors, but I do enjoy what they do.
I hear you. Hey, Alex, we're going to continue this conversation on the other side, hanging out with comedian, actor, father, tequila slinger, Alex Raimundo. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale to be more in particular, at Talking Stick Resort, July 26th. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Harden. Aha! A swag step there for James Harden.
Harden for three. There you go, another one.
Here's Harden with the step and stay. Oh, what a move. And he went right at JaVale McGee. A 10-2 run here by the Rockets.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him until he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully not, to be honest with you. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, Mike Wilson, my tag chief partner in crime, special guest on with us now, Alex Raimundo, who will be in Phoenix, Scottsdale more in particular, Friday, July 26th at Talking Stick Resort. You can get your tickets, by the way, at Ticketmaster.com/Alex Raimundo. Go to there and check it out. He'll let you hook it up. And if you've never been there before, Talking Stick Resort is a beautiful place. Alex, is this the first time you've ever performed there?
Actually, it'll be my second time. I was there not even 2 months ago with the Ron White Show. And, you know, it went so well for me that the people at Talking Stick said, hey, you know what, we got to bring you back. And so it's, I guess it's back by popular demand performance. So
absolutely.
So I'm excited. It's like you nailed it on the head. It's a beautiful resort. It's a beautiful theater. And I'm looking forward to it because I'm working on this new special.
What's the new special, man?
Well, it'll be my third one-hour comedy special. I'm hoping to film it early, you know, sometime in the spring of 2020, and be on networks by next year. So I've got to write it, and I'd say I'm easily 30, 40 minutes into it. But at the same time, you know, between now and then, I could write things and go, okay, this is out, this is it. So I'm in this discovery mode, which is a fun time to catch me.
That's pretty cool. Alex Raimundo, comedian, actor, father, tequila slinger, hanging out with us here on the program, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're always live each and every Sunday, by the way, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you can always catch us every Sunday. Winter, spring, summer, fall, rain, snow, sleet, we got you covered. It doesn't make a difference. Hey, Alex, I want to bring this up because you're a Mexican-American. You're from Acapulco, Mexico, and I just got back from Mexico. We were in Puerto Vallarta. We were in Mazatlan. We were in Cabo. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, man. And people just don't understand how beautiful Mexico is. So talk a little bit about your heritage and your upbringing, man.
Well, I was born in Acapulco, like you said. I moved to this country when I was two. So I grew up Texan. You know, I'm a Texas Southern boy. But when I was a kid, we'd go back every year. For a good part of the summer, and we would drive it. You know, imagine a family vacation. You know, with Chevy Chase, but in that same station wagon, basically, just full of young Mexicans as I would travel back to Acapulco. And my dad was. It was pretty cool because we'd always take a brand new station wagon down there, and my dad would end up selling it to one of his friends or cousins or somebody, and we'd fly back and we'd get a new car when we got back. So it was always kind of a fun experience. Like, how are we getting home, Dad? Because of the tequila company, you know, once I started doing stand-up, I wasn't going to Mexico that often. But because of the tequila company, I'm now stepping into Guadalajara, which is Mexico's second largest city, at least 3-4 times a year. And I'm discovering Mexico as an adult. And like you said, it's beautiful. I mean, like the U.S., there's some parts that you're like, okay, let's get out of here. But it's gorgeous. The culture is amazing, and I just love standing out in those agave fields and discovering what my dad was talking about ever since I was a kid. Because no matter what I would talk about as a kid, my dad would always like, Alex, Mexico, that's where you got to go back, and that's where, you know. And I was always like, Dad, I'm busy listening to Kiss, you know.
Totally. Go ahead.
But I've fallen in love with Mexico again, you know. And hey, like every nation, it's got some serious problems, and it's at odds at times with the U.S. right now with everything going on. But we're neighbors, and neighbors sometimes don't get along, and we need to learn to get along.
Totally. Speaking of that, go ahead, Mike. Jump on in here, man.
No, I was just going to say, you know, when you do the stand-up routine, I'm a big fan of stand-up comedians because I think they're kind of the last bastion of truth in our society when it comes to talking about different things. But the thing that I'm always curious about is how do you deal with hecklers? You know, you always got, you know, a couple of
I punch them in the
guys
face
and stuff. What do you do?
I get Mexican, I stab them. Now, it's kind of funny because I get that I for some reason have always I don't like a heckler. I don't mind a heckler, and I shouldn't say that because it's not really good for the art form. Because the idea is for people to come in, listen to what our brain is regurgitating, and they're supposed to listen, and it's our job to get them to laugh. And Ron, because I travel quite a bit with him on his show, he doesn't like them at all. He feels that they're a disruption, and he's right. They're a disruption to what we have planned. But the style that I like to do, I'm a little looser in the sense that I get bored if everything happens the same way every night. So I kind of like the energy, feeling the energy from the crowd. And if somebody's had a few too many, or they're just the party is starting to leak out of their own brain, I kind of like playing with that for a second. You know, it can add a dimension that I enjoy. It can help me discover something. To me it helps me grow. Now, one thing I don't like is a disruption in the show. Now, if you're just heckling me and hollering shit out, if you're hollering things out back and forth at me, I can deal with that. But if someone's just talking loud, that's when I ask the ushers to get involved. You know, I don't like that. So anybody that likes to play, come see me. I'll take you on.
That is the voice of Alex Raimundo, actor, comedian, father, tequila slinger. He's in town July 26th. at Talking Stick Resort. Again, you can get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com/AlexRaimundo. Alex, let me ask you this. Tennis. Are you a tennis fan at all?
When I was a kid, I would hate it when Wimbledon came on because I was like, oh my God. You know, it was almost like when the president was going to talk when we were kids. It just bored the hell out of me. But how amazing with this young girl, you know, just a story that happened. Was it last week?
Yep, you got
it.
I
don't even know her name, but it just captured everybody's attention. And of course, I clued myself in, and she said something that was just so amazing. She said the day before she did all this, or before she jumped on her tennis rant, she was walking through the tunnels, and one person asked for her autograph, some little kid. And she said, after that match with Serena, she says everyone was asking for her autograph. And she said, it's amazing how everything can change from one day to the next. And as an artist, that's absolutely true. And what's amazing to me is that people, that little girl didn't just show up there and go, hey, you want to play tennis today? She's been working on being an amazing tennis player for 15 years, or probably at least 8. And just all the work she put in to get to that place to do what she did, that's the amazing part. You know, that's a part that nobody, hopefully will investigate that now, because she's a superstar.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And by the way, her name is Corey Coco Gauff, 15 years old, 100 and some odd days, 15 and 100 and some odd days to go along with that. But yeah, what an amazing time for her. Like you said, life-changing. Like literally, the chick was 313 in the world before she plays Venus. Then she moves on. She gets past a couple other gals. Finally loses to Simona Halep, who wound up winning the whole thing. And she beats Serena in the final, man. So look, you're right. Life is always changing. I think that's the cool thing about life. And in your world, man, comedy is always changing. So real quickly, before we let you run, because we're up against it here soon, what do you think about Trump? I heard you mention his name a little bit. Don't get too into it, but how do you think about what's happening with the world right now?
Well, good Lord, really? I'll say this. I'm always rooting for the American president, okay, because I'm an American, and I'm rooting that things go well for the nation. Every president that sits in that office, in past, present, and in the future, I'm gonna root for them. I don't necessarily always like how they do things, or I may even disagree completely. But it can't be an easy job, and in this nation right now, where people are really being polarized, I think Mike said earlier about stand up. You know, he felt like it was the last place we could be truthful. And to be honest with you, even in the world of stand up, you know, we're being somewhat limited to what we can say because people are so polarized. And I kind of wish, I don't want to go backwards in time, but I wish we'd all take a step back and look at each other and say, wow, what's really going on, and get on the same page.
That's good stuff, man. Alex Raimundo, he'll be in town July 26th. We're going to catch up with him next week, too, so we'll bring him back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We got to take a pause.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Losing hair sucks. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Here. Side, Westbrook has that triple-double. Westbrook into the books. His 100th career triple-double, and that's an over-and-back.
That should be an over-and-back, you're right. And as Detman controlled that rebound, Russ should get a rebound on this. And folks, it's in the books as Russell Westbrook.
There are Thunder fans standing in pockets around this building, recognizing that Westbrook has entered a special place in history with his 100th career triple-double.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Just got done with my good buddy Alex Raimundo. He'll be in town, Scottsdale, Arizona, July 26th, Talking Stick Resort. It's a beautiful place. If you haven't been there before, beautiful showroom, beautiful casino. It's a fun time, to be quite honest with you. And if you couldn't tell, Alex has a ton to say. He's an interesting guy, and I've had the privilege many a times to hang out with him. So he is as personal as he sounded with us on the show. That's the way he is in person, to be honest with you, Mike. So a really good dude.
Yeah, no, he was a really good dude. And, you know, being on the road and being friends with a guy like Ron White as well, I mean, I'm sure there's – you and I could probably sit with him and just listen to the stories for hours on end. So, no,
how's this? If you're lucky and I'm lucky, maybe you and I will go hang out with Alex when he's in town that weekend, because I'm definitely going – to hang out with him for sure. So maybe you and I will go hang out, and then you'll get to put everything together. You get to put the name with the face and the man behind those words, Alex Raimundo, who, like I said, will be here July 26th at Talking Stick Resort. Hey, now I want to get into what we just heard with Russell Westbrook, and I've been thinking about it a lot. When you think about a guy that played 11 seasons with one organization, I don't ever think – that he wanted to leave the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I think in a way that's really cool to see, because we don't see athletes having the kind of loyalty that they maybe should, or they maybe had at one point in time. And I think that what happened here was, again, Oklahoma City chose not to pay guys, And when they said, okay, we're getting rid of Paul George, we're going to let him go to the Clippers with Kawhi, it only made sense for Russ to then depart from Oklahoma City as well. But I want to ask you, as a fan of the game, as fans of the Oklahoma City Thunder, how should they feel about what their organization has done? And when you think about the decade that they had, you know, you had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russ all on the same team at one point. You were on the brink of winning championships with these three guys had they kept them together, right? And for some reason, they chose not to pay them then. And bam, once again, they chose to go back down that same route. And with what they've done, in a way, you can say you're scratching your head. But then at the other point, you're saying, well, they've got 15 first-round picks, and they're going to be back at this in 3 to 5 years. So what would you be feeling like if you were an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, Mike Wilson?
Well, if I'm a fan, you know, I got to feel good about the past, like you said, 10 years or so. With what's been going on in Oklahoma City, which is a small market. And a lot of times small markets don't rise to this prominence. And you got to feel good about that. You also got to feel somewhat good with all the draft picks you got. Now, I think they're going to do something with Chris Paul. I got a few thoughts on that as well as, you know, some maybe destinations for him. But overall, if I'm a fan, you got to feel good about what you've seen, and it's just time, just like a lot of other teams have done. You go into the rebuild mode, and there's no, you know, there's a couple of ways to do it, and they're going to do it through the draft. The only thing that I would say with these draft picks is just how good are these draft picks going to be? You know, you don't see Houston, you know, really, you know, going in the tank the next few years. So some of these draft picks may be in the mid-20s, maybe even low-20s in terms of draft picks, and especially with the Clippers doing what they did to get Paul George and hand over those picks as well. They can be, they're going to be fairly low picks. But if you're a fan, you can't go off the deep end and just freak out because you had a pretty good run with Westbrook. And, you know, even Harden there for a few years. And then, when KD was there, like you said, they were on the verge, you know, of a few times being something special. Sam Presti, you can say what you want about him. He's been a fairly good GM over the course of his time with the Thunder. So, you know, moving forward, if I'm a fan, you just got to be patient. You know, we've all been there with our teams. You know, the Celtics went through a rebuild. Your Bucks have gone through a rebuild before. You just have to, you know, they're your team. They're your ride and die team. You stay with them, and you show some patience. Now, these days, showing patience with fans, that can be a little much to ask for the majority of them. But I think the true Oklahoma City Thunder fans will understand what they are doing and that it's going to take a while to get back to where they were.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. And then as far as Chris Paul goes, the buyout is imminent. And then, look, if he goes to the Lakers, which is probably a destination that you have in your mind, do you think that the Lakers are a serious contender? Like, are you sold on that roster?
I'm not exactly sold on the roster. You still need shooters, and even though they got a couple more shooters than I think they had last year, I will give the Lakers this: they're pretty big and tall. I mean, you got JaVale, you got Boogie there, you got AD, of course. So there is some size, there is some length there, but the way NBA basketball is these days, you need shooters that can knock down three pointers like it's candy. We will see. I'm more sold on the Clippers lineup than I am the Lakers. And I'm just going to throw this out there. If I'm Sam Presti of Oklahoma City, I would call up Philadelphia and see what it takes to get Ben Simmons. And you put Chris Paul with Philly in the East. I think that would be that would be a interesting way to do it. I would, if I'm Philly, I'd do it in a heartbeat. If I was Oklahoma City, I would do it in a heartbeat. If I'm Philly, hey, give me a couple first-round picks, Chris Paul, you know, and maybe even throw in Schroeder, you know, to guard against any injury, you know, with Chris Paul as well. So I think Philly would be an interesting destination for Chris Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that really wasn't even on my radar when I think about what Philadelphia just did, because they obviously just signed, you know, Ben Simmons to an extension. But again, when you're talking about the NBA, you got to match up those salaries, and that probably would match up, so they could do that. And I think that the problem that you walk into with if you do that and you're Philadelphia, then you're giving up on Ben Simmons, first of all, okay? And that may or may not be a good decision. I don't know. Chris Paul is definitely a better shooter than him at this point, but Chris Paul is a lot more injury prone than him at this point too. And Chris Paul is like 34, if I'm not mistaken. So to me, while that could be somewhat enticing for a playoff run, obviously over the next year or two, what does that do to them, you know, in the next several years? I'm talking about Philadelphia. So I think the problem with Chris Paul, if you ask me, I think he's making too much money, first and foremost,
right,
at this point,
right,
in his career. And second of all, he's extremely injury prone. And quite frankly, man, I'm sorry, I don't want. It's hard to say that a guy's too old when he's 34, but he's on the brink of being too old to play in the NBA right now, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm right there with you. And the other thing you got to question about Paul is his leadership. I mean, look, he's been in three different spots, and he's left three different spots. And let's just say that the rumors out there about him being a good teammate, I don't know, Paul might need to look in the mirror a little bit about, you know, being that good teammate and being able to have other people work with him.
You know, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, the guy's a great player, don't get me wrong. And it's kind of interesting the way that things work out in general in life. When you think about where he started his career, he started in New Orleans. It wasn't for New Orleans, it was for Charlotte, but I believe they were playing there for a time. So now he goes back to New Orleans, right? And, like, I just don't see him finishing his career there is my point. You know, I think he,
right,
would be better served, like you said, going to a team that has a shot. But I also think, what do you have to give up to bring this guy to your team this late stage in his career? Is it all worth it? And to me, when you bring up Philadelphia, it's not. But when I say to you L.A., that the Lakers, and when I'm talking L.A., not the Clippers, the Lakers make sense, because at this point in his career, I just don't see him being like a huge piece to a puzzle anymore. It's got to be a buyout, and then he'll go play for the Lakers for the minimum or something. I just don't see him fitting in the same way that you do in Philadelphia. However, it's definitely it's an intriguing thought to me.
Right, and the thing is with Paul, and if he was to go to the Lakers, or if he goes to Philly, or, you know, teams like that, he doesn't have to be the closer. Like, each one of those teams have a, you know, another guy that can close and go get buckets for you. All he has to do is come in, run the offense, get people in position. That's it. He doesn't have to be the guy. He doesn't have to be the closer for either one of those teams. So that makes it interesting as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's interesting what's happened to certain guys. And when you're in the position that Chris Paul is in, what are you willing to risk, I guess, is really the
right
question. What are you willing to risk to go and get a guy like that? All right, what do you think about Giannis real quickly saying he's 60% of what he thinks he can be? Scary, right?
It's scary, yeah. And I would agree with him to an extent. And, you know, when I came on, you know, I was listening to the latter half of your little rant on Giannis, and I would agree 100%. He has to get a mid-range game. He has to improve his ball handling, his low-post game. Because let's say right now, he's a north-south kind of guy. He just gets all that momentum and speed built up coming down the court. And that's it. And, you know, kind of the book is out on, you know, you got to form some kind of wall with him and everything and make him beat you different ways. So that's good to see that he is, you know, he's not a dumb guy. He knows what he has to improve on, and he's willing to talk about it out loud.
Not only that, man, he wants to stay in Milwaukee. I saw an article where he says, why not be here playing for 20, 25 years? And obviously he's joking about that. But then he says, I would even go on to want to be involved in the coaching staff or the front office. So all they have to do is have that championship mentality and that winning mentality and have the goal of winning a championship. And Giannis is staying in Milwaukee. I'll tell you right now here first, he ain't going anywhere, people. When his contract is ready to be talked about, he's getting the max and he's staying in Milwaukee. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap things up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. It's 5-5 in the fifth set at Wimbledon between Djokovic and Federer. So, unbelievable. We're not going to get to see the conclusion of this thing before we get the heck out of Dodge this week, Mike. But, as always, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
My parting shot right now goes out to DirecTV, and it's not too pleasing. Please figure out what to do and get us, the rest of the country, back on their TV channels and stuff. I've been out with, been without TV for about a week now, so this is crazy. There's only so much I can use on Netflix. So DirecTV, get your act together.
I feel your pain, brother. Okay, my parting shot is going to go to what's happening right in front of my eyes, man, at Wimbledon. It's been an unbelievable couple of weeks. We saw the stories of Coco Gauff rising to high levels where we just haven't seen anything like this in a long, long time with a young lady, the ripe age of 15. It's just amazing what she was able to accomplish playing against the grown-ups. She held her own and then some. So the story of her will just continue to grow, and we'll watch her as time goes on. Serena, another failure for Serena, man. 24 is becoming very difficult for her to get. U.S. Open, that's around the corner. That might be her next opportunity and maybe her best opportunity. And then Djokovic and Federer, man, oh, man, what an amazing match. We are being blessed to a great tennis match with these two guys, two of the best to ever play the game. For Alex Raimundo, John Poulter, and Scott making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.